You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. And boy, a lot of people waiting for your review on the big movie out this weekend, Toy Story 4.
Yes. Toy Story 4. Yes, Woody and Buzz Lightyear are back.
Finally.
And can you imagine? Andy has gone off to college. How old do you want to feel now?
Yeah. No, I can't.
I know. So his toys have been given to Bonnie, this little girl. And of course, you know, Woody's not the favorite toy anymore. And she starts her first day of kindergarten. She has anxiety. She can't take any of her toys. So she makes a toy out of the trash, a spork. A spork with pipe cleaners, putty, and popsicle sticks, and called Forky. And the family goes on vacation, and she prefers Sporky over everything. So Woody's like, well, I'm going to keep the Bonnie from panicking and anxiety because, Forky is like a new kid, like a Pinocchio.
Okay.
He doesn't understand the world. He's asking questions, and he wants to stay in the trash where he feels comfortable. So he's always jumping in the trash. But while they're on vacation, Woody ends up chasing Forky into an antique shop where there are all these retro toys from the 50s that nobody wants anymore, including Gabby, who is like kind of the villain of the film. She wants Woody's little play disc so the girl will choose her and she'll work properly again so she can be loved. And also in this antique shop is Duke Kaboom, who's like an evil Knievel from Canada, this toy from the 70s, voiced by Keanu Reeves. My only complaint about the movie is that, that dynamic between Buzz Lightyear and Woody, their adventure, they're kind of separate in this. Buzz has a different storyline that kind of crosses Woody, so that dynamic's not there. But by any means, it is fantastic. Toy Story 4 captures that magic. There's a big twist at the end, big spoiler.
What?
I'm not telling you. It did have some people upset. I heard them telling the studio reps after my screening that, it kind of changes the storyline for the future for the future Toy Stories. But people will love this. It's going to be a big...
Tell me.
Can't wait.
Don't tell Carla.
I'm not
going to tell you. It's not that tragic.
That doesn't ever ruin things for me, but in a movie like this, I really want to see
it. Because you're going to see it this weekend.
Yes.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
All right, what's the other movie?
And the other movie is there's an action film called Anna about the world's most incredible assassin. She's a beautiful model. It's from Luc Besson, who gave us Fifth Element and Lucy and The Professional. And this movie is a Cold War spy thriller, one of the great action films of the summer. Check out Anna. He always does movies with one name titles.
Yes,
crazy.
Yeah.
And also
Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston,
Murder Mystery, thumbs up. It's hysterical. I loved it because the dynamic between those two.
They're good together.
Yeah, it's only an hour and a half. It is funny. I really liked it. Because they're dynamic. They talk over each other and argue, so that's where the humor is. I loved it. And it did 40 million viewers its opening weekend.
So
also, the new Child's Play opens today. I'm seeing it this morning because they didn't screen it for critics, so I'll have a review for you next week. What are you groaning for?
I don't like that toy
Follow
movie.
Him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, enjoy the weekend.
Thanks a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.